On today's show, used Teslas bring in younger buyers, BMW comes out with an app so you never have to hit another red light, and could Africa become the next growth market for the automotive industry? All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for July 28th of 2015. Ford reported its second quarter earnings this morning. In North America, it posted a record profit. Looks like that aluminum F-150 is really delivering to the bottom line. Ford also posted strong profits in the Asia-Pacific region. It almost broke even in Europe and narrowed its losses in South America. One area that deserves attention is Africa and the Middle East. While Ford lost money in the region, it's the rate of growth that caught our attention. Sales were up nearly 13%, while revenue jumped 28%. With the BRIC countries flat on their backs, could Africa be the next growth market for the auto industry? Okay, now the numbers. The company sold nearly 1.7 million vehicles, up slightly from last year, but revenue fell slightly. Ford says that's mostly due to currency exchange and the strong U.S. dollar. Pre-tax profit nearly hit $3 billion, and net profit shot up 43%. The second half could be even stronger, and this is shaping up to be a good year for Ford. And that could put an end to all the gossip in Detroit about whether or not Mark Fields is capable of running the post-Mullally era. California is home to Tesla, not only its headquarters, but to most of its customers. However, a new report from Edmunds shows that the company can grow outside of California by tapping into the used car market. Florida, Washington, Texas, New Jersey, and Arizona make up a large share of Tesla Model S owners who bought the car used. For example, in Washington, the used market share for the Model S is double that of new ones. Edmunds says the pre-owned market also gives Tesla the opportunity to go after younger buyers. About 10% of used Model S customers are millennials, compared to just 6% of all new buyers. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Hyundai. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
America is a country that loves its pets. Subaru knows this, and that's why you see so many of our furry four-legged friends in their TV commercials. The company is also known for its safety, and that's why it teamed up with the Center for Pet Safety to test the crash-worthiness of crate and carriers for dogs. While the makers of these products claim they are crash-tested and safe for use, there aren't any protocols or standards to prove those claims. As you can see from this test footage, some of the carriers fall apart or fail to prevent the dog from becoming a deadly projectile, but other crates had little to no damage. Click the link in today's transcript to find out who makes the best dog cages in the marketplace. You know, don't you hate those days when all you seem to do is hit red lights? Well, BMW has an app for that. Called Enlightened by Connected Signals, the app shows real-time status of upcoming traffic lights and has a countdown to when the signal will change. It then recommends whether or not to stop or proceed. The idea behind the app is to increase safety and help improve fuel economy, but I suspect most BMW drivers will use it to beat the red lights. Enlighten will work with iOS devices in any BMW equipped with the app's option, but it is currently limited to three cities in the United States. Coming up next, you'll be amazed at how much water comes out the tailpipe of a fuel cell car.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Last week on Autoline After Hours, we were talking all about the water that comes out the tailpipe of a hydrogen fuel cell car. General Motors told us that those cars put out 2 gallons of water for every hour of driving. That sure sounds like a lot of water, and it could be dangerous to dump so much water on the road in the winter where it freezes up. So we contacted Toyota since it is already leasing its Mirai fuel cell car. To prevent releasing large amounts of liquid water, the Mirai has a bend to its tailpipe to collect the water. Forming a pool at the bottom of the tailpipe, most of it turns to vapor before it leaves the pipe. Toyota says the Mirai releases less than a quarter of a gallon of water per mile, which pretty much matches GM's figure of 2 gallons per hour. A tank full of hydrogen in the Mirai releases more than 10 gallons of water, but Toyota says that's about the same as a gasoline-powered vehicle. The Mirai also has an H2O button on the dash that shoots compressed air through the tailpipe to get rid of any excess water. Speaking of after hours, our guest this Thursday is Dan Sandberg, president and CEO of Brembo North America. So you know the discussion is going to be all about high-performance braking power. So tune in for some of the best gearhead talk in the business. That wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching, and please tune in again tomorrow.